This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
So, a brother approached me the other day and he's asking about a situation he got himself into. He wanted something to happen. And he chose a way of enforcing it by saying to his children, you know, your mother is haram on me if you do this. You know, like, تحرم علي أمكم إذا فعلت كذا. He's asking, would that be considered as a divorce? Or what should he do to remedy the problem?
And what did the kids do it?
Like, no, the kids did not do it. The kids abstained from doing it because of that statement.
Okay. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam, alhamdulillah. First of all, he should not do that. You know, I think when people say, my wife is divorced or haram on me, if this, you do this or you don't do that, that's not the best way to show your respect and love and appreciation for marriage and for your wife or your spouse.
Okay.
You know, it's not worth it to make the whole entire relationship
in jeopardy,
or equal to just one thing that you request. Hey, okay, clean the dishes, otherwise, you know, my whole marriage is haram, or like, do this or do that.
Or your mother is divorced if you do this.
Don't eat with me. Yeah. Some people do stuff like that, unfortunately, subculture, which is kind of strange to a lot of Western culture. But such a statement is not correct. And if he said that, then violated what he made the promise over. Like, let's say he said, she's haram on me, okay? Your wife, my wife is haram, or your mother is haram on me. If I do that, then he did it. Or if you do that, then they did it.
Mm-hmm. That means he fulfilled the condition.
Yeah, the condition was fulfilled. So in this case, what's the ruling? Some scholars said that this is a divorce, mm-hmm, okay? Some scholars said, no, it is not a divorce, just a yameen, just an oath, like when you say, wallahi, I will do that. But he committed a sin because he made an oath with other than Allah.
Okay.
Okay, but it's still an oath, he have to pay the penalty for it. And the penalty for oath, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَكِ يُؤَخِذْكُمْ بِمَا عَقَدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ. You basically feed 10 miskeen, أو كِسْوَتُهُمْ, or to give them a set of clothes, 10 of them. If you can't, أو تَحْرِ الرَّقَبَ, or to free a slave. And if you can't, then you basically, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ, you fast 3 days. So a lot of people think it's fasting 3 days. No, the first thing is to feed.
It's in order.
In order. So yes, to feed 10 a meal per day, or you give them 10 poor people to give them clothes, sets of clothes, either for winter or summer. Mm-hmm. Or basically, and if you can't do that, there is tahrir raqaba, which is not something available today, freeing mm-hmm a slave. But if you can't do that, you don't have the means to do that, you go to the fasting 3 days. So that will be the penalty for it, according to those who said it is a yameen, it is an oath. Some scholars said that became a dhihar.
Wow, to that level.
Yeah, a dhihar is a big issue here. It's a main sin. And the penalty for a dhihar is when you say, you're like my mother, haram on me mm-hmm to touch. And if that's the case, a dhihar, according to some of the ulama, the penalty for that, in order for it to go back, فَتَحْرِيرُ الرَّقَبَةِ مِنْ قَبْلِ يَتَمَاسَّ, he has to free a slave before they touch one another. And if you can't, which is not available today, فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ, 2 consecutive months, 60 days straight. And if he break it in the middle, he start over again.
Mm-hmm.
And before he touch her. And if he can't, فَيْطَامُ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينَ, so he will feed 60 miskeen.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the penalty for that. ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. This is the border, or the lines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the
boundaries
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put for us, and we should not cross it. You should not cross to make the wife that Allah made halal for you to say it's haram on me.
Mm-hmm.
So the student's opinion, wallahu a'lam, some ulama said it's divorce if he intend divorce. Yani he intended this is divorce.
I asked him, he said it was not.
And the opinion that I lean towards, mm-hmm. because in some cultures it's very common, what's the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, when he said it's not considered a divorce, okay? Mm-hmm. Divorce only when he say, I divorce you, okay? And she is divorced. And in this case here, that basically he just pay a, if he break the promise, if the condition fulfilled, he make the kafara of yameen, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said,
mm-hmm.
Which is an oath that he broke, which is, as I said, 10 miskins, or feeding them, or providing clothing for them, or clothing them, or he cannot fasting 3 days. And Ibn Taymiyyah said, and if he does the dhihar, it's better. Just to be in the safe side.
Okay.
But inshallah, yeah, and in this particular case, since the condition are not fulfilled, nothing on him. But he need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to control his tongue and not to say things like this in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our families.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Barakallah khair.